Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Dr. Oz. Welcome back.
Good morning to you. How are you?
We are fantastic. Dana's here, too. All right, so listen, tomorrow is Halloween, so lots of parents, you know, like me, asking, do we let our kids go trick-or-treating? Do they need to wear masks? They're outside. What do you recommend?
Well, I'm sending my whole family out trick-or-treating, and part of the reason is I think it can be done safely, and the other reason is because we've got another year of this COVID-19 stuff, and if you take away all the fun things, people are going to get COVID fatigue and start cheating. So here are the general rules of thumb. Just statistically, if when you're outside, it's highly unlikely you'll get COVID. Probably 1 in 20 cases is from being outside next to somebody. The vast majority, when you're inside of a room that's not well ventilated and someone speaks loudly or coughs, and then virus all over the place. So kids outside are fine. I wouldn't have them go into strangers' homes, but you don't do that anyway.
Right.
I'd ask them to try to stay a little distance from everybody around them, not their siblings, but the rest of the folks that are out there. But if they stay outside, they should be okay.
What about the candy? So I guess the tough thing would be once you get the candy, don't start eating the candy, which is really tough. Just wait until you get home.
Well, here's a little trick for parents. Tell the kids that the candy can't be eaten because you don't know about the outside. Then when the kids fall asleep, you can open the candy and eat it.
Dr. Oz, shame on you.
Here's the thing. Very, very little of COVID transmission is from touching something and then because you touched it, touching your eyes or your mouth. But kids might do that. So what I would do with the candy is have them have some of the bigger pieces. You can wipe them down if you want, but I'm not that worried about it. I'd actually just clean the kids' hands once they've opened them. And if you let the candy sit out for a day, the wrappers themselves, any virus that's on them will die. So it's pretty safe after 24 hours anyway. So just give them a couple pieces that night, which is probably what you should do anyway. And once they get past that little bolus of sugar coma, you'll be okay the next day.
So like when you go up to the house and nobody's home, they've got the big bucket out there. Should you completely avoid those houses, skip those ones, and just kind of go to the houses where they're handing out individually wrapped pieces where they've got a mask on, that kind of stuff? Or are the grab buckets still okay as long as you do keep your hands clean?
I think the grab buckets are fine. And it's going to be hard to get your kids not to grab the candy once they walked all the way up the steps to get to the house. So it's better off just having your hand sanitizer around and keeping the hands of these kids clean. If they're wearing a mask, not a surgical mask, but just a regular, Halloween mask, it won't be as easy for them to touch their face with their fingers anyway. I would really emphasize that they clean their hands off when they're done their trick-or-treating. And I'm going to just say this again because I want to emphasize it. The problem is when you go into someone's house or your own house, there's a lot of people you don't know. That's the dangerous thing. So like most things with COVID, don't fret the small stuff. The candy wrapper is not my concern. It's you're spending time talking to a stranger very close without a mask on. That's the bigger issue.
It's Dr. Oz. We're talking to him. You can check him out weekdays at noon on Fox 35. Speaking of scary stuff, I know next week you expose the world's most dangerous amusement park. And it's not here in Florida. Of course not.
Well, in New York area, there's an iconic place called Action Park. We're calling it Class Action Park because anyone who went there with these crazy rides would get hurt. So we get into the underbelly of it. How did that happen? What's going on? It'll get your mind off COVID.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. We definitely love the advice, especially with Halloween being tomorrow and lots of kids listening to this radio station. So we turn to the expert, Dr. Oz, weekdays at noon on Fox 35. Thank you so much, Dr. Oz. Have a happy and safe Halloween.
Same to you. God bless. Bye-bye.